Good evening, James McCanny here with my Science Hour. This is for the 14th, yes, the 14th of May, 2020. A lot of topics to cover tonight. And first of all, I've heard some people say, oh, I listen to you on John Moore's show, so therefore I don't listen to your regular weekly radio show. Wrong. I don't repeat on this show what I use John Moore's show for a totally different venue. And so don't think that if you listen to me there that you got what I want to say. So listen to both shows. I'm kind of surprised at intelligent people actually saying that. So anyway, this show is totally different. By the way, I was on the Power Hour yesterday, my regular monthly appearance. So listen to those shows, but also listen to this show. This is a lot of different material. Just want to state also that the schools being closed, I think, is a very good thing, because people have to wake up that the education their kids are getting is really a farce. It's really disgusting. Anyway, if you want to hear my comments on that, my interview yesterday on the Power Hour, I have more commentary on that. Okay, the news media is really billing the idea that Trump is against science when he opposes this idea that Fauci is saying, oh, we have to stay shut down through September. There won't be anything left to return to if you do that. Fauci is a New World Order pawn. He was put there. He's part of the Gates Society and, foundation or whatever. And he's the guy personally responsible for this whole thing happening in the first place. He was the one that funded this research illegally in Wuhan. And so, no, he's at the core of the problem. And so then, but the news media bills it as, oh, Trump is against science. But I've got some bones to pick with Mr. Trump, too, because he's saying now that he's going to mobilize the military to administer the vaccine. And I'm like, whoa, no, this is starting to get really bizarre. Let's just put it that way. So you got the military going to come around and tell people that they're supposed to take the vaccine. I don't know, boys and girls, this is getting too strange. Too strange completely, because that means that you would trust the big pharmaceutical companies who have been repressing real solutions, including my own, which I have been told works, which is the vaporization of the hydrogen peroxide, because it's in the medical journals that it kills on surfaces. Now, I am not telling people to go out and breathe in hydrogen peroxide, because in this Looney Tune country we live in, it has to be recommended by a medical doctor. That's the old Rockefeller game that eliminated all alternative medicine and put it in the hands of doctors, making it illegal for anybody else to administer any kind of remedial mechanisms to help and fight disease or illness or anything else. So they've got that wrapped up, and the laws in this country have been twisted. I mean, that goes back literally 100 years, where the medical community, the medical industry took over medicine and really corrupted it. Once you get money in there, and then you get the pharmaceutical companies, the way it is now, the pharmaceutical companies are preparing the so-called antidotes or drugs against viruses. And the simple things that work, which we know work, the hydroxychloroquine and the erythromycin, controls the body's immunal reaction, and that's what is actually killing people. It's what they call immunal reaction storm, and that's what's actually killing people. But at any rate, no, this is a giant mess. Now, a couple days ago, I made some calls to China, my contacts in China, and they're back to normal. They don't have any more viruses. People are just in a normal world. So why can't we do that in the United States? Well, the reason is because this was brought to you by the pharmaceutical companies that support the Gates Foundation, that supports the National Institute of Health, and keeps the government money flowing there, and people like Fauci, who illegally funded this research. And so this whole thing was meant to shut down the United States, pure and simple. And then with the United States economy dead in the water, then the New World Order has the only chance they have of bringing in their democracy. And so now you see people like the governor of California saying, we're going to mail votes to everybody in the state. So they're going to mail out votes. You don't know who is going to be mailing those in. And so they can control elections now simply by the mail-in vote. When the votes come in, when you mail in your vote, you don't know it's getting there. You don't know it's being counted. You don't know it's not being replaced with another one just like it. So they could probably pint up two for every one that's going to be sent out. And if yours comes in with a certain candidate on it, then it gets thrown away and burned overnight in somebody's fireplace. And the then your vote changed for the proper candidate. Oh, no. And then you have this dippy person from one of the local precincts in California going, oh, no, we can check it. We can text the people to see if they really voted that way, as if they got a phone number sitting there in a database and somebody's going to actually text you. Oh, come on. Who are these people kidding? No, the mail-in vote thing. See, all of this was ready to roll out. These are things that the Democrats have been pushing for a long time because they can't win an election fairly. They never have been able to. And all of their policies have been exposed as just corrupt policies to gain power over the people. Of course, the news media is all in on it, too. Like in Wisconsin, did you see where the Supreme Court of Wisconsin ruled that the governor did not have authority to close down the state and to continue, nor did the health advisor, some appointed official, does not have the ability to shut down the state. Then the news comes out and says, oh, 70% of Wisconsinites want to keep the state closed. Well, that's in Milwaukee and Madison, the bastions of liberal thinking. But they're also, what we find out is that the people in control of the media and in control of, say, the universities are the liberal left, and they have the voice. So the regular people in those communities don't have a voice at all. The people that are sane and the regular working class people, etc. And by the way, I very firmly believe that the schools being closed is a very good thing. Trump says we got to reopen the schools as if that's just the magic wand and all the kids will go back to school and everybody should be happy. But schools are a disaster. Schools are an absolute disaster. And the first thing that's going to happen, I guarantee you, because they're really opposed to Trump opening up this country, somebody's going to go into these schools and label them with the coronavirus. So a bunch of kids get sick, and then they'll blame it on Trump. This is the chess game. This is the chess game that's going on. Or why are they closing, for example, meat packing plants and other types of food packing plants? Because this is the age-old technique of the socialist parties. It happened in Russia, it happened in every country in Western and Eastern Europe, where they starve the people. They take the food away from the people and they get them starving, and then they bring in the control. It's as simple as that. This rodeo has happened a lot of times before, folks, and you're just caught up in it. And of course, the news media is totally fake. So anyway, okay, I'm going to change subjects tonight. I don't want to spend this show talking about coronavirus because it's a giant mess. But one other comment. I think it's funny that all of a sudden these officials in the Trump administration all of a sudden are going on leave because they have been, some of them allegedly have tested positive for coronavirus. And I will repeat, and I'll have to say this over and over again, the test that they're using for the coronavirus is a PCR test. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. It doesn't have anything to do with COVID-19. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's a 30-year-old test that the medical industry has been using to falsely categorize diseases. That test, if you took it, if you took 100 people 10 years ago and gave them that test, probably 20 to 30% of them would test positive. And that's because of the low quality of immunoresistance in this country. The immune system in the United States is horrifically bad. Overweight, diabetes, poor food quality. You go to the store and you buy all this food, but there's no food value in it because it's all grown with chemicals. You buy something organic, it's not organic. It was grown with some kind of chemicals that some company got into Congress and said, okay, we want to call this organic. Okay, call it organic. That's fine with us. Just pay me some money, Mr. Congressman. And, voila, you got your organic chemical product just like it was before. So anyway, okay. Elon Musk moving his headquarters out of California because of the coronavirus lockdown in California. He said, enough is enough. I'm moving. He's probably going to go to Texas, which would be a good thing for Texas. But it's just another incident of the people fleeing the absolute insanity of California. That's what you get when you get a Looney Tune left Democrat in office. You know, and it's just as simple as that. High taxes and unbounded regulations on everything. You cannot exist. You cannot operate to the point where they're just shutting it down. But I bet you $1 million or more that when he moves to Texas, somebody, some agent is going to go in there and drop fairy dust. That's what I've been calling it, so that they end up with coronavirus in there. And they go, see, you opened up, you moved out of California. If you'd have just stayed in California shut down, nothing would have happened to you. It's the old protection racket. The old protection racket, the guy's running a little store, you know, downtown someplace, and, you know, he's been there for years. It's a family business. And the boys come in one day and they go, you know, Pop, you would have, there's a lot of trouble going around today. And we're just offering you this protection. You know, if you sign on with us, it's going to cost you this much money a month. And if you sign on with us and just pay us, we'll take care of you. You know, nothing will happen to you. And the old guy looks at his wife, his sweet little old wife, and she says, you know, we've been here for 50 years, family business. We've never had any trouble. All the kids in the neighborhood know us. You know, I don't think we need your protection. So, okay, Pop, well, if you ever need us, you know, just let us know. So that night, the guy's store gets broken into, all busted up. Next day, the boys come back and, hey, Pop, you know, doggone us. You know, if you'd had our protection, we told you, you know, if you'd have had our protection, none of this would have happened. It's the old protection racket. It's pharmaceutical companies' old protection racket deluxe. It's the same with the schools, the universities, on and on. It's people making a buck off of you, the public. Now, you know, they say, oh, your kids get a college education, you get a better job. You know, I'll tell you something. It's not true anymore. And when they start giving out free education to everybody, forget it. Your college degree will not be worth the box top on the Post Toasties, you know, cereal box. That's the way it is. Just a comment. I've seen some videos by a guy named Mike Hansen, Dr. Mike Hansen. And my initial reaction, that this is the first guy I've seen who actually has got real information about the different symptoms of coronavirus and things like that. And make no mistake, when I talk about opening back up, I'll make this clear. Yeah, there's a virus out there, and it's something you don't want to get. But here's the other issue. This is going to be my main science talking point tonight. I'll be talking about smallpox, the smallpox pandemic, and this went throughout history back to the ancient Egyptians. But when you listen to Mike Hansen, he actually just talks about medical issues. What are the symptoms? What is it like? What are the treatments like? And et cetera. So he's actually got 2 feet on the ground, actually makes sense, and has something intelligent to say. Something you have not heard from our revered Mr. Fauci. Let me make something perfectly clear. Number one, yes, there is a virus. Number two, you do not want to get it, believe me. A lot of people are immune to this. A lot of people, meaning your immune system, has already antibodies that are going to take care of this just fine. It's typically the older people, and there are some issues with younger people, although that's not understood completely yet. But the issue is that it's called herd immunity. Now, the countries who have stayed open and not shut down have really not experienced any problem. Let me make something perfectly clear. This was a man-made virus. It was put into the Chinese Wuhan area to get it started because they knew there was a lot of travel between Wuhan and the United States, and that would very rapidly infect the United States. They never expected Trump to shut down traffic, which he did immediately, which was a big boon until it was understood what was going on. The Chinese knew that this came from the United States. And so they knew they were dealing with a military-grade virus, and that's why they did not respond to Trump when he was asking for information or anybody else, because they knew they were under attack and that the World Health Organization is a corrupt organization. And so China had its defenses up. And look at China. They are back running now. They're operating normally. They were only down for 3 weeks. You should not be down for more than any time more than the latency period of the disease, which in this case is about 21 days. So there's no reason to shut down for more than that time. At that point, you've isolated the people that have this. If it is something that drastically affects 100% or close to 100% of the people that get it, and that's not what happened. So once again, the loony left, the Democrats, and New World Order, they are the New World Order pawns in the United States, but it backfired on them. Everything they have done has backfired. The Mueller report, the impeachment thing, and now this, if you don't see that it came exactly on the heels of their failed impeachment attempt, then your eyes are just not open. But the end result is that the coronavirus, this what they're calling COVID-19, did not kill the number of people that they expected, that were desired to be killed. They were talking 20 million in the United States, so that would have brought the entire United States to its knees, and the people out there screaming, please give us a vaccine, that's what they wanted, but it didn't happen. So now they had to inflate the news and the numbers, so they started classifying everybody that died as COVID-19. There's a study that came out of Hamburg, Germany. They went back and they looked at all of the cases of people that died in the last number of months that were classified as COVID-19, which was literally everybody. If you fell off your bicycle, you would be classified as dying from COVID-19. And they found that not a single person died of COVID-19, not a single person. They looked in the medical records, they were all fake. So these numbers are highly exaggerated. And finally, Trump is waking up to this. He's got the wrong people around him. He's just neck deep in swamp creatures there. But anyway, when opening up, there will be some people that get this, potentially young people. But that's why we need remedial methods that are like the inhalation of vapor from hydrogen peroxide in proper clinically administered amounts. But the pharmaceutical companies got in there and they prevented anybody from using anything alternative that they didn't create so that they can sell it. This is corruption at its highest in the United States. Okay, so just a quick to some science topics here on outer space. Got an email. NASA now claims that the ancient rivers on Mars are billions of years old, and that they've just discovered these. I have a whole series of pictures on my Picture of the Day sub page, and they show all the rivers on Mars, pristine riverbeds that have been there. But they're all recent because Mars has these tremendous dust storms that rage every year that destroy everything. And so anything they're discovering is recent. But NASA, they're trying to promote that so they get more money to go to visit the red planet, so to speak. The Japanese, this is interesting, have landed on an asteroid called Ryugu. I think that's how it's pronounced. But at any rate, they're bringing rocks back to Earth to study, imagining that these rocks are somehow related to this asteroid. They are not. They have nothing to do with the asteroid. These are space rocks that have been picked up by this asteroid over the millennia. Who knows how many trillions of years this rock has been flying around there. And, of course, they assume that it's 4.5 billion years old, which is, again, a false assumption. And one thing, in this age of viruses, are they checking for viruses on these rocks and somehow protecting them? No. Remember when the NASA spacecraft landed in the middle of the desert and crash-landed, the parachute didn't open, blew open, and all of the contents that they had been gathering from the tail of a comet exploded and broke onto the desert floor. Just complete morons. That's all you can say. But it also points out the fact that we're getting rocks back from an asteroid, and some people say, well, we have moon rocks. That proves that the astronauts went to the moon. Well, first of all, they found petrified trees in some of the rocks that were so-called brought back from the moon. So either the moon had some trees that were petrified, or somebody slipped a few rocks in from somewhere else. Anyway, science is so corrupt today. It's just unfortunate. But make no mistake, the rocks that accumulated on this asteroid have absolutely nothing to do with the asteroid. It's just, and that's like the surface of the moon. If you collect moon rocks, it has absolutely nothing to do with the formation of the moon. So study all the moon rocks you want. It has nothing to do, you know, the same kind of rocks fall on the north, on the Earth constantly. So you don't have to go out and build a spacecraft to find space rocks. This story is interesting. Obrador is the president of Mexico. This week, he canceled all renewable installations in Mexico that would connect to the grid. So no more grid connect. Three-blade wind turbines or solar, and he called them fans that do not work. So, I mean, the guy's right on. He's exactly right on, because they don't work. Three-blade wind turbines never worked, but see, here's the game, and this is, I keep repeating this. This is what the Michael Moore movie was about. It was the timed response to the fact that so-called alternative energy does not work. And who's at the heart of this? GE and Siemens. What's their core business? Central Power Company, big turbines, big electrical plants, maintenance, etc. That's where they make their big, big money. They're selling these massive generators, and that's where their money is. They don't want renewables, so they developed their renewable industry as a little pimple on the side of their butt. And they developed them so that they would for sure not work and not compete against their central business. It's absolute corruption. They caught one day I was a guest host on the Power Hour, and I thought, well, who am I going to get? So I got Charles Ortel, and he was my guest. And what we talked about was his being hired by the German government to investigate the bribery from Siemens that went through the Clinton Foundation, where they were going around to foreign governments bribing officials in foreign governments, including Germany, to put in installations of Siemens three-blade wind turbines and not give the contracts to other people, or not to, or just to install them, and there was no competition at all. So anyway, they caught them red-handed bribing people to put in installations of three-blade wind turbines that didn't work. So then, of course, these countries would go out and get a loan, thinking that they were going to get a payback with renewable energies, which simply did not work. So at any rate, Obrador called it like it is, that these things don't work. He called them fans that don't work. And that's the truth. But, of course, nobody is talking. And this was the thing, too, is when the McCanny wing generator is coming in, it's like following a bad vaudeville act, where people already have understood that wind is not a good solution because of the garbage. The first act, vaudeville act, was terrible, so the people already have tomatoes and lettuce that they're throwing at the stage, and you come on stage following a bad act. It's just it's a bad spot to be in. That's where I'm at with the wing generator, where people go, oh, that wind, I just had an experience this last week. A guy was talking to a guy with an industry that's out in a rural district, and he uses a lot of energy. And he goes, oh, that wind, that doesn't work. You know, and so now I have to sell the guy that he got rooped with the wind turbine that didn't work, and you have to convince him that that was, you know, that was a scam, and that there is a wind system that does work. And by the way, Obrador also called out the fact that these so-called alternative energies would not exist if it were not for government subsidies. So they're at the trough of the Mexican government saying, hey, give us money so we can install our crap in your country. And he said no. And of course, they can't install it because they can't make a real profit because they're not legitimate products. The only reason these industries exist is because of massive government subsidies. And of course, they were all whining at Trump saying, oh, because of coronavirus, our business is down. Please give us money. So Trump caved on that. He was not going to give more subsidies to the alternative energy industry. And so then they came crying in their beer about the coronavirus affecting their business, which is ridiculous because they have no business without subsidies. That's about 30-40% of their annual revenue is because of subsidies. Even Warren Buffett laughs. He says he invested heavily in those. He's now sold it all off. But he said, yeah, the only reason we invested was because of the tax breaks in the subsidies, and then they'd sell it off. This guy, Warren Buffett, doubled his personal wealth from about $20 billion to about $40 billion in 1 year because of tax credits and subsidies on buying three-blade wind turbines that don't work. And he laughs about it. He says, yeah, those things don't work. The only thing we did was for the tax incentive and the subsidies. Okay. So let me turn to this idea of smallpox. And so let's talk about some historical situations. I don't like comparing what's going on now with the Spanish flu, the so-called Spanish flu. And by the way, don't call this the Chinese virus. This is not Chinese. The laboratory in Wuhan was an American-sponsored laboratory. Make no mistake. So this Senator Cotton, who's on his high horse, we're going to accuse China. No, this was an American-based laboratory in Wuhan. That's what it was. And so then that's where, if that's where it came from, nobody really knows. I mean, that's a possibility, but nobody really knows. And it's starting to look like that's where it did come from, but that was being funded by no other person than Fauci, who was responsible for a lot of money flowing into that research center. And that's where this whole mess came from. And what they do is it's accelerated virus growth. What they do is they take a virus, that naturally occurring one, and apparently it came, the base virus came from bats. And so they inject the bat virus into, you know, turkey gizzards and pig livers, you know, who knows, some kind of growth medium. And then after they start growing and multiplying, they take that and they inject it into another growth medium, and they keep cross-pollinating this through different animal growth mediums, and they take 100 or 200 years of mutations, and they can do this in a couple months. So that's where these super viruses come from, military-grade viruses. They're laboratory-created, and there's nobody that takes atoms and makes a virus. These are modified from existing viruses. And so what they do is then the human immune system cannot handle this. It doesn't understand it, because over a 100 or 200-year period, the human herd immunity would have adapted to this virus and would have handled it nicely. But you take this accelerated viral growth mutation and then put it in the human immune system, and the human immune system cannot adjust to that many changes that fast. Okay, so let's go back to smallpox. Smallpox is a disease that was eradicated, I don't even remember, probably when I was a little kid. But in the smallpox is found throughout history, and it was a horrific disease. It killed a high percentage of the people who got it, and it spread like wildfire, highly contagious. And you got these rice grain sized little bumps all over the skin. And it, I'm sure it had a lot of other internal issues with blood. And so anyway, this went throughout history. But over the course of centuries, the European population gained a herd immunity to this, even though it killed a lot of people. A lot of people got it and survived and built an immunity. So there was a built-up immunity in the immunosystems of the Europeans. And so when they started coming en masse to the New World, they brought smallpox with them, along with measles and a bunch of other things. And there again, like when I was little, I had measles. I have immunological resistance to measles for all of my life. If you get a measles shot, it is only good for a couple years. It's not something that's really developing an immune system reaction that's equivalent to getting measles. So you're better off getting measles as a kid when you can manage it. And the statistics on death for measles is very over-exaggerated. The number of people, what they're actually counting is the people that got measles who got the shot. The people are dying from the vaccine, not measles itself. And I remember when I was a kid, what they would do is when one kid would get the measles or mumps or one of these, they would bring all the kids together to play. We would play together, and this is also proof that these things are transmitted. I learned this as a little kid. So I got measles. I don't know who got it first, but then we'd bring the families over, etc. And all the little kids would play, and all the adults didn't have to worry because they had had it when they were kids, and they had a lifetime immunity. Okay. So the human body does react to this, and that's why we have to open up the United States. And initially, this what people are going to learn eventually is being shut down was a bad thing to do. Because now people have been sitting in their homes, they haven't been getting out and getting sunlight, and to try and lock people up in their homes, don't let them go to the beach, etc., you need vitamin D. Very important, by the way, Dr. Mike Hansen talks about that. And but you need vitamin D to resist, and that's part of your immune system. But so we're going to have a whammy effect because people have been locked up in their houses. We should have never shut down. This should have happened. What should have happened was a local isolated quarantines of elderly people, etc., but should have never shut down the entire society until the herd immunity. I don't like that term, herd immunity. It sounds like people are a bunch of cattle, but that's the term that's being used to indicate that the entire population gains an immunity to this thing. But remember, this is a laboratory virus. This is not a naturally occurring virus, and that's why people's immune systems are not able to handle it. A lot of people will have immunoresistance, but going back to smallpox. So what happened? You had an isolated community of people in the Western Hemisphere, the Native Americans, as they are called. And they had absolutely no exposure to smallpox or measles or anything. They had absolutely no immunoresistance to any of these, and they wiped them out. 80% of the population in the New World, the indigenous people in the Americas, 80% of them died within a couple years. It spread like wildfire. There was a great epidemic for the Plains Indians between 1780 and 1782, just as this country was getting started. The Europeans brought these diseases in just by shaking hands with the Indians. The settlers didn't have symptoms. They were immune to it. But the Native Americans had no immunoresistance at all, and so they became extremely sick. It was very contagious. It passed around like wildfire, and 80% of them died. So what's the result of the story is don't bottle up the population. You have to have the population out there mixing. And to believe that somehow there's going to be this magical vaccine that comes in and saves the day. See, you can't vaccine somebody that's already got it. That's the problem. And by this time, most of the people in the United States at least know somebody or are associated with somebody or are going to go back to work with somebody who's had exposure to the real coronavirus. And so there will be people that will be exposed. It's going to happen, but it should have happened originally. We should have never, ever shut down. And that will come out in the wash with years to come. Just like 9/11, when George Bush threw up his right hand 6 hours after the buildings were still smoldering in New York City, and he says, it was Osama bin Laden. We got to go marching off to Iraq and Afghanistan. No, they wanted the oil. That's what was going on. They wanted to get in there with the military to capture the oil fields. So Osama bin Laden got named, and the people are still talking about that. Absolutely absurd. It was an inside job. It was a Mossad, which included the Israelis, the Saudis, and the CIA. It was an inside job, the whole deal. And with the explosions that took the buildings down, it was all planned demolition. I mean, and people are still saying it was four airplanes with guys with box cutters. I mean, the story couldn't possibly be true. Just like the Kennedy assassination couldn't possibly be true. We know all of that. We know all the details. We know who did it. But the government, in its total ineptitude over all of these decades, could never get to the bottom line. Just like everything that goes on. So don't leave anything in the hands of government. They will screw it up every time. And just like, for example, when this whole thing started, I wrote letters to the president, to other organizations. I said they have to start vectoring this right away. They have to start tracking the people that got this and where they've been, and in that way contain it. Well, nobody did that. All they did was announce the numbers. Oh, today there were 50. Oh, today there were 60. Tomorrow there will be 100. All they did was announce the people, which did nothing. And I'll tell you, the people that I contact in China, they are with their mouths down. Remember when Pence got on TV and he goes, we have the best medical system in the world. Well, actually, you don't. You got a medical industry that runs it, and for profit. That's the only thing that's there. And so, anyway, we don't have the best medical system in the world. There are many third world countries that have much better medical systems than the United States, believe me. And this is when ranked in the official rankings, the United States is 40th in health and in health, the medical industry. The United States comes in 40th in the world, if you can even imagine that, behind many third world countries. That's true. And so look it up. I mean, don't take my word for it. But anyway, back to the smallpox epidemic. You understand, hopefully now, that you cannot isolate people. Here's another example. When people have their kids very protected when they're growing up. Little Johnny, little Susie, they don't let them out the door. They don't interact with anybody. Only very cloistered environment. When those kids go to college, they are the wildest ones at college because they've been kept bottled up by their parents who think they're protecting them. No, you got to let the kids out. You got to let them encounter society. And I've seen this over and over again. The kids that say they're very young, they go to spring break. And, you know, they experience it. They see all these kids getting drunk and puking and you know, the girls taking their tops off and screaming. And, you know, and a young kid that sees this grows up. And when that young kid goes to college, all his buddies are going, hey, let's go to spring break. Let's get drunk. And the kid goes, you know, I've been there. It's really not a big deal. It's really kind of gross, actually. And, you know, so no thanks. That's the difference. But the kid who was cloistered is the first year freshman in college. Let's go to spring break. We're going to get drunk. We're going to crawl around the streets for a whole week. Yeah, that's what you get by protection, protecting your kids. They don't have any ability to take care of themselves in the real world. So you got to let them out of the box, parents. You know, you got to let them experience the real world. But anyway, be that as it may, even we're in the just got through spring break period that didn't happen this year, although a lot of kids did go on spring break and went to the beaches. But, okay, let me give you another example here. Say you took a spacecraft. You build a spacecraft. This is like Elysium. Remember the Matt Damon movie? I think it's Matt Damon. And it's Elysium, and the rich people build this illustrious space city right up in orbit around Earth, and that's where they live. And they have all the luxuries and all the benefits and everything. It's very nice. In a disease-free environment. And down on Earth, it's an absolute disaster. You know, people are just, you know, like Mad Max type stuff down here on planet Earth. Okay. So anyway, imagine you build this Elysium-like spacecraft and you completely kill any viruses and bacteria. It's a completely sterile environment. And then you start populating with people who have to go through a sterilization process. I'm not talking about sexual sterilization. I'm talking about bacteriological sterilization. So they don't have any bacteria or any viruses, and they're perfectly clean, so to speak, a perfectly clean environment. Okay, so now you get 100,000 people on this spacecraft, and you push it off, and you send it off into outer space. And those people are there, and they're doing fine because they have no bacteria, they have no viruses, they have nothing. So their immune systems get weak and actually go away. In a couple hundred years, the babies that are born, they don't have anything to defend against. They are not, you know, touching a sink and touching their mouth. They have no immunological system developed. So they come back this whole, now you have 1 million people on the spacecraft. And they're, you know, have not developed any immunological functions. They've lost their immunological function because it didn't have to do anything. Wasn't necessary, so they come back to Earth. And they say, oh, I think we want to go back and live on planet Earth now. So they come back here and they mix with the people that have been living on planet Earth, who's been, having the flu season and developing immunological reactions to the viruses that come in every year, different flu viruses, the things that are mutating and naturally, etc. And so this population from outer space comes in, they would be wiped out immediately. They wouldn't last a New York second because they did not maintain immunological health. They did not let their bodies develop because this is going on daily. Any doctor that's worth his salt, that's a real doctor that understands about health in the immune system, will tell you that this is something that your body is doing constantly. When a little baby is born, they have absolutely zero immune system. And that's like if you see a baby, you go visit your friend, they got a little baby, they're always touching something, but everything goes in their mouth. Everything goes in the mouth. And so the parents that protect the little kid, oh, that can't go in little Susie's mouth or little Johnny's mouth. You know, those kids need that to develop their immune system because that's what their body is doing. It's looking for little things, and it's starting to react to them to build up antibodies, which go then and get those germs or get those viruses or whatever they are and get rid of them. It's building up. It's a learning process that's going on in your body, and this is the design. This is the beautiful design of the human body. And so what's happened in the United States is people have been poorly educated on the idea of vaccines. And people assume that these vaccines actually, number one, work, and number two, don't have all kinds of other very damaging components like mercury, aluminum, viruses, other viruses that are in there that will come out and create illness in the future. Plus the fact that the vaccines only work for a short amount of time. So you have to go back. At this point in time, there's something like 69 vaccines that they give to kids. They start grouping them together, and there's no so-called blind double test or double blind test, as Fauci calls it, for vaccines. They would want it for any kind of simple method of dealing with coronavirus, but they don't test vaccines that way because the 1996 law alleviates any responsibility or culpability from companies developing vaccines. There's no incentive for them to develop a safe vaccine because nobody's going to sue them. They can't. It's against the law to sue them for damaging, but that's going on now. And people like Judy Mikovits is heading a lot of lawsuits of people who have been damaged by vaccines. It's unbelievable. The kids get the vaccine, and 2 days later, some of them are dead or some of them are starting to get all of the other reactions. It destroys the kid's immune system. No, vaccines are not good. Vaccines have become a horrific monster. And it's really disappointing that when Trump got into office, he was very much against vaccines because his own son, apparently, what I've understood, is vaccine damaged. But now he's turned and now he's going, oh, everybody's going to get this vaccine. Well, no, you don't want to get tested. You don't want to have the vaccine. And by the way, it turns out that the tests that they're giving out, in fact, have been tested to have the vaccine. Have been tested to have the virus, where they actually send in just the swab without anything and they come back testing positive. So they're lacing the tests with the virus itself, from what that says. So at any rate, okay, this is a huge mess, and we don't really have anybody in position that is defending the rights of health of the people. And I hate to say it, but Trump he's completely turned 180 on this, and this is one of the most essential requirements of modern man, is to get rid of vaccines. Vaccines have a place. So let me make it perfectly clear. And I was interesting to see Judy Mikovits, who I respect, and her opinion and what she says. And they asked her, they said, well, that must mean you're anti-vaccination. She says, oh, no, that's what they were working on. That's what she spent her life studying, is how to give a safe vaccination. But the problem is, as she explains, they started including parts of bodies of aborted babies as growth medium. And this whole abortion industry is being used to develop vaccines, etc. That's why they want to keep this going, because they need the babies' bodies to do all of this research. It's a horrific situation, but it's a financial business. And so that's why there's a lot of pressure to keep. In fact, the abortion clinics stayed open, if you can imagine that, during this whole coronavirus thing. It is deemed as an essential business and stayed open. How could you have something like that staying open in a time when everything else is shut down? Liquor stores are staying open, but you better not go to church. You better not go to church. And if you go to church, we need all the names and addresses of everybody that went to church. Wow, has this world become insane or what? Okay, so anyway, getting back to the point of smallpox, or building this Elysium type of city where the people go away and are perfectly sterile, it's not helping them. Another guy that had a similar concept was, his name was Adolf Hitler. Remember, Hitler wanted the Aryan race? He wanted the Aryan civilization, where only the super race, and he imagined that the more that they inbreed, the more powerful they would become. And they had this concept of the Aryan race that came out of, you know, he loved Wagner, which was, I like Wagner's music also. But the concept of Aryan race was in Wagner's music, but also in folklore, in Northern Germanic folklore, the idea of an Aryan race, this race of super people that basically were kind of like modified evolution, if you want to call it that, where they took a pure strain of people and everybody else had to be eliminated. Well, let me tell you something, it didn't work. And it doesn't work, because take the blue bloods. That's a very good example. And David Icke, by the way, has an excellent, excellent video talking about the blue bloods, who are still running the world. And basically, they've taken over the bloodlines. The ancient bloodlines of England, for example, have been taken over by the Rothschilds. The Queen of England is not from England. She's from Germany. She's a Rothschild. And they married into the so-called House of Windsor and took over the royalty of England. Those people, Charles and Harry and all those people, they're not from England. They're German descent. And make no mistake, but that marriage was arranged by the Pope. Nobody else, nope, by your good old Popey Pope there, part of the New World Order. And the Jesuits that run the Vatican Bank, that's the World Bank with the Rothschild. That's what Rothschild means. It means Red Shield. It's the front organization of the World Bank, which is the Vatican Bank. Where did they get their money? They got their money in the Middle Ages, when they were robbing massive amounts of gold from the Incas and the Aztecs primarily. And boiling it down, they had ships full of this. They boiled it down into pieces of eight. They were round coins. So can you imagine all of the artifacts that were in the cities, Teotihuacan and the other Aztec cities, and down where the Incas were? And the massive, incredible wealth of gold that was all boiled down and put in the galleys, the hulls of ships, so much gold that it was used as ballast, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trips between the New World and Spain and England and France to carry that gold back there. That right now, just to give you an idea, these are the ships that didn't make it, that got sunk in the Mona Channel between Puerto Rico and Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. That channel is called the Mona Channel, and it's very high currents. I've been in that channel in small boats, so I know what it's like. And the currents are horrendous. The winds are very strong. But these ships, you know, back in the old sail day of the Spanish galleons, would come through there, and they would be blown off course, and they end up on the rocks over, typically on the western side of the channel, or out in the middle someplace. There were reefs that they would get caught up on with massive amounts of gold in them. And that gold is still sitting on the bottom of the ocean. So they're talking about literally hundreds of billions of dollars of gold. And those are just the few ships. I think there's 24 of them still out there that have not been recovered. 24 ships out there that sunk with fully laden with gold. And those are just the ones that didn't make it. There are hundreds and hundreds of trips with these ships filled with gold. Now, if you know anything about sailing vessels, big ones, the amount of ballast it takes to hold a ship down of that size is huge. We're talking hundreds of tons in one particular boat. But there's hundreds and hundreds of these. And so when it went back to Spain and England and France, etc., all of that money funneled back to the Vatican, because the Vatican controlled all of those kingships, the royalty in all those countries. They arranged marriages. The marriages took place in the church, because the kings were crowned in the church so that the people would believe it came from God. Oh, yeah. This has been going on for hundreds of years, boys and girls. But that's where the Vatican Bank got its wealth. That's what it's sitting on. So the Queen of England, who is a Rothschild from Germany, is sitting on that wealth. That's where they get their power, from that money that was stolen in the Middle Ages. And if you demanded that all that wealth be returned to its rightful owners, who had, by the way, all been wiped out, over the course of time and driven into, third world status, which is what they want to do to the United States, by the way, why they're taking away your food, and on and on. So, okay, well, I'm going to spend my last time here talking about food, and I'm going to be on a show interview this Saturday morning with Robert David Steele. And so listen to that. I will be talking about food and water and energy. And as you go to my webpage, I have the solutions for, growing your own food, having clean water. I have for big systems, reverse osmosis and water filtration and water from the air, all run by wind power from the JMCC wing generator, shipping containers for sturdy on-site buildings. You can make large buildings out of the shipping containers designed at the factory, and the grow towers where you can grow your own food. So I have all that on my webpage, jmccsci.com. This is James McCanny. This is my Science Hour, and as always, we're at the crossroads. Good night.